Hello, Minglawa Shen. Welcome back to the Scholarship Podcast with me, May. Tomorrow, the program Lema Scholarship Jang Pura Pipare, Nyamapia Jangu Jangdale, Scholarship Pinya Tensu Leo, Apply Low Chenna Solution, Blumio Apply Low Yam Lesser, Idea Lene, Podcast Leo Sapsida Piparation. Podcast and Ines Apsia Jang Yaro, Tomorrow Lumio, the idea Shida Dure, Amyai, to do idea Shida Dure, Amyaiba, Tab Melo, through our Facebook to Paroma, Life and Nina Lojavare, Tomorrow and Ninero, The internet day, chat out the chain, the Bisakera, Drachang Molo, the Myama Bimashira to the internet, Facebook Live to Baro, Chipolo, Chene Miao solution, podcast lane in a loaded solution, download loop your Natown in Echima, Natown Yaon Sore, idea net, locara pepare. Now the Choja Lever, tomorrow podcast, my labio, Sakapiore, Jandu Jandara in a three identity, Mapiochemau, Dajang Molo, tomorrow podcast lane in a loopy tarap separation. Error, the apart time at Jamaroa, the scholarship yard at Jandu Jandale, Yamabia, the Kate Lizazi account at Jandu Jandare, Luji, a colon, pick or beer, a capio rapsipare, the Bamaro, the Jandu Jandare, Mahopene Bono, scholarship beer organization to cool pick or tarapipare, Jama, the Babiobiam as interview low meduaro, prospect Bamaya program manager preparation. Error, along prospect Bamas Rao, Jabu Jala Matibao, Majabu solution, Jamaka, the interview lay Matanke, prospect Bama Jango, Nanation Piapichamation. Oh, prospect Bamas or scholarships are all Nipang Tongs at Johnny Bashi Nibabi, Yamapia, Lu Tango. Apply low nine scholarship chabare, Penaya nebe, lala, Bemidazu nea nebe, lala, the education bono, Pinya yetua, Bassan, a cat care she needed to the etua, Taupan bede organization preparation. Error prospect Burma ma solution, project don't cool shibare, but tama project garo English language programs re, project lip shibare, taro, tomorrow, di down dante tare machine, ma pimbu ne, pimbu neze di tare machine, jandu jandare etua bono, de cha, season tare, English sa program lip shibare, along jamaya scholarship podcast go, line out on a kama, Luranja mi tri tami mava, English sa, a yan ye jibare, Nanganjama sa tote no mesolution, go, ne sato and I met pata zakaro, English a car web shibare, a drejamulu, English a car, a yan ye jit drejamulu, the basic program requirement go, oh, blubiomle. Basic requirement go meet people at work, low tare English language program lip chipare. The English language program ma solution said, I'll be that down the down dare tajame. Now, Biro, through a prospect Burma solution, British Council near partner low Biro, then up chipare. Now, Biro, the cha local institution near level through Guni Biro. Then up to buy a goodie program solution. Jandu Janda bound the Yakunaseo, Guni Bido Abipiparation. Dara Batama Uzo, Prospect Burma Project Lipipare. Second project Jaro, leadership program look over at Taro Jamaro Dine main discussion bono. Ye the Gayo Pome topic are the leadership program Pipare. The leadership program Aleve, a young Gamare, a coolos at Thru Guni Tara Jandu Janda, the Tangaya to Joshibare. The leadership program are about beyond a lesser door. Undergraduate she may, graduate she may, PhD she may. The John John Sabiro, Pinya Sabiro, Tinchen, Jandu Jandari at what season tire program lip preparation. Now the Kuaro. Change in the community's project pibare. The change in the community's project garo after graduation bono, boya bidore kama, druga, the satin bide kama bono, the prospect bama scholarship yata to the ua solution, yama biu, piana me, piana biro, goe community ugo, blumio, kuni nine messer idea she made, have mellow matting with machiu. A certain machine, Pianer solution, the scholarship Yabidare Dugo, Prospect Bama, Pian Birokuni, Mapiparation, or the program Tongua solution, a young Gaune program Tongu Pipare, or the Prospect Bama scholarship go apply low channel solution through a website, Matopi, apply lower up Pipare, or Jama, the link to Ekong Long, the podcast description, Matepi Tabame. Now, to cool a young Yejira or Prospect Burma Scholarship ka 31st January ani biro December ni biro point biro 31st January မှာသူတို့ကပိတ်တာဖြစ်ပါတယ်နှစ်တိုင်းပဲအဲ့တော့လပိုင်းလေးပဲဖွင့်တဲ့ program ဖြစ်တဲ့အကြောင်းမို့လို့ဒီ scholarship ကိုစိတ်ဝင်စားတယ်ကိုနဲ့ဟိုပတ်သက်တယ်ကိုက apply လုပ်ချင်တယ်ဆိုလို့ရှင်တော့အရန်ကိုစူးစမ်းထားရမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်အချိန်တူတူလေးဖြစ်တဲ့အကြောင်းမို့လို့ဒီ project sorry program ဖွင့်တဲ့အခါကြမှာပေါ့နော် scholarship program ဖွင့်တဲ့အခါကြမှာစပြီး prepare လုပ်လို့မရပါဘူးကြိုတင်ပြီးတော့ prepare လုပ်ထားရမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်အပရော့စပက်ဘာမဘာတွေကိုထောက်ပံ့လဲဆိုတော့အကုန်လုံးထောက်ပံ့ပါတယ်အာဒါမလို့အကုန်လုံးထောက်ပံ့နေဆိုမလို့ကိုသွားတဲ့နိုင်ငံပေါ်မှာမူတည်ပြီးတော့ထောက်ပံ့မှုကကွာသွားမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်သူတို့လူတစ်ယောက်ကိုကျောင်းသူကျောင်းသားတစ်ယောက်နှုန်းကို 9000 pounds ထောက်ပံ့ပါတယ်ဒီ 9000 pounds မှာဒီနိုင်ငံတစ်ခုကိုသွားဖို့အတွက်အရွှေ့ပြောင်းရေးပေါ့နော်အဲ plane ticket ဖို့တွေပါမယ် health insurance တွေပါမယ် food တို့ tuition fees တို့အကုန်လုံးပါမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်ဒါမလို့ကိုကအကယ်၍ England လိုမျိုးနေရာမျိုးမှာသွားပြီးစာသင်ခဲ့မယ်ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တော့ဒီထောက်ပံ့မှုက 6000 pounds ပဲဖြစ်တယ်ဒါကြောင့်မို့လို့အကုန်လုံး cover မဖြစ်နိုင်ပါဘူးကျန်တဲ့အတွက်ကိုကလည်းပဲတခြား scholarship ကိုလည်း apply လုပ်ပြီးတော့ကို support လုပ်ရမယ်အပြင်အဲဒီကိုအတွက်လည်းတခြားဒီလိုအပ်နေတဲ့အရာလေးကိုပေါ့နော် amount လေးကိုကိုယ့်ဘာသာကိုထောက်ပံ့နိုင်မယ်ဆိုလို့ရှင်တော့အသုံးဝင်မဲ့ဖြစ်ပါတယ်အကယ်၍တခြားနိုင်ငံပေါ့နော်ဥပမာ Thailand ကိုသွားမယ်ဆိုလို့ရှင်တော့ဒီ 9000 pounds က more than enough ပါအကုန်လုံးစားဝတ်နေရေးသွားစေလာစေကျူရှင်ဖို့အစားအကုန်လုံး cover ဖြစ်သွားမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်ရှင်ကျောင်းဖို့ပေါ့နော်ကျူရှင်ဆိုကျောင်းလာခောက်ပြောဖြစ်ပါတယ်ရှင်အဲ့တော့ prospect Burma အနေနဲ့လည်းပဲ partner လုပ်ထားတဲ့ university တွေရှိပါတယ် Canada Thailand Germany နိုင်ငံတွေတော်တော်များများမှာရှိပါတယ်ဒီ partner လုပ်ထားတဲ့ university တွေမှာကိုကသွားပြီး apply လုပ်ပြီးတက်လိုက်မယ်ဆိုလို့ရှင်လည်းပဲ tuition fees waiver ဖြစ်သွားတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်မို့လို့ support money ကကိုအတွက်လုံလောက်သွားမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်ရှင်အဲ့တော့ဒီ scholarship ရဲ့ program manager နဲ့ကျွန်မ interview လုပ်ထားတဲ့ interview လေးကိုကြည့်လိုက်ပါနားထောင်ကြည့်လိုက်ပါသူ့ရဲ့ interview ကတော့ကျွန်မတို့English တဝက်မြန်မာတဝက်ကလေးပါများသောအားဖြင့် English လိုလေးပါအဲ့တော့စူးစမ်းပြီးနားထောင်ကြည့်ကြပါဒီ interview ပြီးသွားတဲ့အခါမှာကျွန်မအရေးကြီးတဲ့အချက်ကလေးတွေကိုပြန်ပြီးတော့ကောက်နှုတ်ပေးသွားမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်ရှင
်ဟုတ်ကဲ့ပါကျွန်မတို့ဒီနေ့ကျွန်မတို့ scholarship podcast မှာဖိတ်ခေါ်ထားသူကတော့ Prospect Burma ရဲ့ program manager ဖြစ်တဲ့မခိုင်ကိုဖိတ်ခေါ်ထားတာဖြစ်ပါတယ်ရှင်မခိုင်မင်္ဂလာပါကျွန်မတို့ရဲ့ podcast လေးကိုလာပြီးစကားပြောပေးတဲ့အတွက်ကျေးဇူးအရင်တင်ပါတယ်အဲ့တော့ဒီနေ့ Prospect Burma အကြောင်းကိုမခိုင်အနေနဲ့ရှင်းပြနိုင်သလောက်ရှင်းပြပေးပါ
ဟုတ်ကဲ့ပါကျေးဇူးတင်ပါတယ် MA ကျွန်မဗမာစကားနည်းနည်းဟိုအခက်ခဲရှိနေလို့အင်္ဂလိပ်လိုနဲ့ပဲတခါတည်းပြောပြီးတော့ဗမာစကားနဲ့လည်းပြန်ပြောဆရာရှိလို့ရှိရင်အဲတန်တိုင်းစုစုစားပြီးတော့ပြန်ပြောပေးလိုက်မှာပေါ့နော
်ဟုတ်ကဲ့ရှင
်ဆိုတော့ who is the prospect Burma ကျွန်မတို့ prospect Burma ကဘယ်သူလဲပေါ့နော်ပါလဲ
ဟုတ်ကဲ့ရှင်
ဆိုတော့ restaurant ကိုပြောပြချင်တယ်Prospect Burma is a small charity with only 2 offices, one in UK, based in London, and another office in Myanmar, Yangon. So for over 30 years, Prospect Burma provides scholarships to committed and visionary people from Myanmar to help them further their careers and gain important skills and qualifications for the benefits of Myanmar. Or, you know, it is to help them enable them to gain the skills and expertise to shape the country they want to live in. Prospect Burma believes that the best way to create a better future for Myanmar is through education. So we are not political, we're not religious organizations. Prospect Burma is an equal opportunities funder. We support students of any ethnicities, religions, age, or gender background. That's brief about Prospect Burma.
Okay, so the next question is, who can apply for the scholarship? Do we have like an age limit? Is it for undergrads? Is it for grad students? Or is it a, you know, a scholarship that can be applied by students of any level?
Yeah, sure. So we have three programs. we say one is access to learning. Access to learning program provides English language training. And it is introductions to critical thinking skills and to help prepare for higher education abroad or better care of prospect to people from around Myanmar. So we particularly focus on remote and rural areas on these programs, where access to post-grade 10 service are severely limited. So for this program, we work in partnership with British Council, EduLink, and Scholar Institute as our service provider. And we also work with six local education institutions as our outreach partners to reach out to the students for this program. And we have already supported about around 170 students from this program. At least they are all from different, at least 15 different ethnicities and regions from Myanmar. And our second program is Learning to Leadership. We say this is our international scholarship program. So we have supported over 1,500 people from Myanmar in their studies abroad so far. And the third program is changing the community. Once the scholars graduate from their university and return to Myanmar, we help them to network and to pull their skills and knowledge to maximize the positive change they can make in their communities. We also organize annually conference, which welcomes the new graduates and help the alumni to make contact and support each other to build a network of alumni for their communities. So with all these programs, the students are the students that are eligible to attend these three programs are they must be originally from Myanmar. And for our scholarships, international scholarship program, students have to have already an acceptance letter from university, or they are applying to any international university. And for first degree course, master degree course, or PhD course, so we support undergraduate, postgraduate, and PhD course as well.
So the students, do they have to be specifically applying to universities in the UK only, or can they be applying to universities in other countries?
All over the world.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I also will need to share about our finance information regarding this scholarship. Prospect Burma Scholarship is actually partial scholarship, but it also covers most of the students' needs, such as tuition fees, living expenses, textbook or stationery, utility bills, daily travel costs, food, credited course excursions fees, international travel to the university, health insurance. So all this cover, but we did not cover all aspects of the student study abroad, such as like their family or kind of laptops or cameras or different activities that student might need for personal use. And also the medical costs are not being supported.
And the plane tickets on.
Yeah, we do support flight tickets. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That basically is almost everything, really, that a person would need to study abroad.
Yeah, and also, you know, we have not a lot of money, but we also wanted to support as much as possible to the students. So, budget is also limited up to £9,000 per head. And that is for mostly European countries. And in the universities in Southeast Asia, there are less expenses. So we do recommend more students to go for the Southeast Asia rather than European countries so that we support more students. Right. And also, we do also have university partners in Thailand and Canada, Hati University in Germany, with 100% fee waiver and also 50% fee waiver with some of our university partners where our students can go. And Prospect Burma may provide a living cost.
Right. So if a student wants to apply for this scholarship, they need to go to the Prospect Burma website. And what's the next step?
So if the students know what they want to study, why they want to study, and have already applied to any universities in any country, and they are ready to apply to Prospect Burma, so, you know, they can just, they have to complete our online application form, and they have, we also have some document requirement, which is like GPA or grade 10 pass certificate or graduate certificate, 2 academic or professional reference, and copy of the any additional awards or grant letter, and copy of personal details page, such as like passport or travel document. Those are the only requirement for to apply our scholarship.
Right. Is there a deadline for the scholarship?
Yes. So the scholarship program, the deadline starts in 1st December and ends in 31st January annually. So every year in this period, anybody can apply. And we will pull out all the applications in February 1st and the interview shortlist in May and the result by the end of June.
Okay, that's quite a, that's a long process with, it's the same as every other scholarship. People have to be prepared way before, way ahead in order to apply for any kind of scholarship. So I was wondering if Prospect Burma does any kind of like Facebook Live or information sharing sessions, and like at what time of the year, if you do any, so we can direct the students who are interested in applying for the scholarship
yes,
to your page.
Yeah, that's great. So we do have our scholarship information sharing sections from October every year. So till the end of the applications close, which means that till the end of January, our sharing section will keep going. And the way we do our sharing section is through partners, organizations, and also through networks that we have and from our alumni and also from the university partners. Also, we sometimes cooperate together and share the university scholarship opportunities as well with live Facebook Live.
Okay.
And yeah, please follow up with Prospect Burma Facebook and our website so that they can always see our latest updates.
Okay, I will share the links and I will share the website link and also the Facebook page link on our podcast when we broadcast this. So this is a really wonderful scholarship, and it's I went through the website, the documents there, and I feel that there are quite a lot of people who have received the Prospect Burma scholarship whose stories are really inspirational and very motivation, like they're full of motivation. So I was wondering if you can maybe share like a story of one of the scholarship recipients or anything like that that might make people want to apply and try harder.
Yes, you know, we already support like over 1,500 in 30 years. So as you say, lots of inspiration stories from our alumni and graduates. So particularly I think everybody in Myanmar knows about Dr. Sasa. I think he is also one of the first Burma scholars. And
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can see, and a lot of medical doctors and different major holders are being now, you know, contributing to Myanmar. In healthcare, at the moment, our alumni are also providing healthcare services in Myanmar, Yangon, firstly, and different states. So, and most, some of our alumni are also establish their own education institutions where they are providing access to education for their regions and their communities, providing English and critical thinking classes and all these things. So a lot of stories and inspiration stories. And of course, you know Dr. Sasai. And,
yes.
And you can see now.
Yes, he's like our beacon of hope.
Yeah, I hope. So everybody have their own way of being an inspiration to their community and their country.
Yes, it's such a wonderful scholarship. I hope that more people will be donating to the scholarship organization also, because it's such a worthy cause. Education is definitely one of the, you know, most important ways for us to combat whatever that is happening in our country right now. So I really fully support education, and that's why we do the podcast also. That's why we hope that by listening to you speak and by listening to people who have received a lot of scholarships from different organizations, different countries, that you know, young people will become more inspired to try harder. And we always say that people who apply for scholarships are actually people who have done a lot for the country. Because the first step of the scholarship application is to write a statement of purpose and with or a research proposal for the university that they're applying for. And if they have never done anything for their community, there's not a lot of ideas that they can, you know, use to write these essays. And almost always, the people that I have interviewed for the podcast are always people who have worked really hard for the for their communities. So we really appreciate Prospect Burma for all the help. We hope that you know, you will get more donors and more students will become inspired to apply and also collaborate and also pay back to the community by supporting Prospect Burma as well.
Thank you very much. Yes, please share as much as you can. So that we got more support from different donors, so that we can also support more students.
Right. 30 years is such a long time for, I was surprised because I didn't, you know that it has, like, Prospect Burma has been around for 30 years.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And so 30 years over the last, maybe 25, only they focus only international scholarship programs. But now, since 2-3 years ago, they also start to provide scholarship for the students who finish high school, English scholarship program, where they can go and learn English to prepare for their abroad study.
Right.
So many young people from different ethnicity and different backgrounds and different states from Myanmar have been applied to that program. And we work with British Council for the IELTS exam. And now at the present, we also have a program called Prospect Connect, which is the intermediate and upper intermediate English course. And we work with EduLink as a service provider online class. It is online class.
Okay. Can I ask you a technical question? Because it's really difficult to provide remote, like, education, distance education, especially to students who are, you know, in rural areas. Are there, like, any kind of, what kind of difficulties do you face?
Yeah, that's really good questions. We have, we say we have our outreach partners. So the outreach partners like from Rakhine State, Chin State, Kachin State, and Guyan, Beiyin, Xi'an State. So they are educational institutions. Some of them, the founders, the executive directors are Prosper Burma alumni as well. So they are all in different states and running educations and providing education for their community and their states. So we work through them. They are our outreach partners to reach out to their community, their states, and their areas to get the students to apply for our English program.
Right. So if individuals such as myself would like to collaborate with Prospect Burma to support and to help and maybe also just volunteer for classes, to teach classes and things like that, can we do that also?
Yes, please. That's most welcome. Okay. an extra program for these students, such as like workshops and students' activities weekly. So we've been searching and we've been inviting our alumni to support in the workshops, whichever the topics might be relevant for the students, such as the scholarship information sharing sections, how to prepare for study abroad, and kind of a civic educations and social cohesions, or kind of management, or whatever the students will be, improve with their daily career or their future studies. So we welcome, and also we are looking for such suitable people to deliver those workshops.
Okay, that's great news. I will, when we release the podcast, I'll tag everybody on Twitter that I know. Please contact Prospect Burma, because they're doing an amazing job and we need to support them. And we also need to help you guys promote your organization and all the people who are working tirelessly to support our community and education.
Yes, I do believe that is the one way you can also provide or support the students in Myanmar through delivering the workshops for those people who are preparing to go for abroad further study. So I think that is a really a great opportunity for the student as well as for some people who wants to really support for students.
Right. I mean, even if people are not able to support financially, they can give time and share knowledge, and that is also a form of support.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming to talk to us on the podcast, because this is one of a kind, unique opportunity to hear from a scholarship provider, because we don't actually get this sort of opportunity very often. So I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And do you think we will need to explain a little bit about this program in Burmese? I trust you would do that.
I will. What I'll do is I will do a little summary at the beginning and an intro at the beginning and a little summary at the end in Burmese language.
That would be perfect. Thank you so much. So you can always visit and contact and always reach out to us at any time. We're open to everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for
having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, tomorrow podcast interview now so chain thi na thong pi de twa jesu tin ma de er di pai le ma ro tomorrow di interview lou twa de kha ma a ye chi de a chang le de o jama a tin pya pe chin ma de shin er pyan pi ro reiterate lou wa me so lo shin no di scholarship ga taip pi ro a chain jaja phwin scholarship ma hope ba u december ma phwin pi lo 31st january ma close fit scholarship phit par de er di ni atwa apply lout chin ne so lo shin le be mi de par de da mlo di ni atwa apply lout de so ra naw ne ma sa tin bo atwa phit par de er jamaru de ke o ko ye future anagat ji o positively ni ne be myin me so lo shin jamaru shou thwe ni de ayan yauk so so a phit ni de ဘလူတရဲကနေတဲ့အခြေအနေကနောက်နှစ်ဒီအချိန်ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ကျမတို့အောင်မြင်သွားမှာပါအဲ့ဒီအတွက်ကြောင့်မို့လို့အဲ့ဒီအချိန်ရောက်တဲ့အခါမှာကိုယ့်ရဲ့အောင်မြင်မှုကို
celebrate လုပ်နိုင်တဲ့နေရာတော့နိုင်ငံခြားမှာစားသွားတဲ့မယ်ပြီးလို့ရှင်ကိုယ်နိုင်ငံကိုဘယ်လိုမြင့်တင်မလဲဆိုရယ်စိတ်ဓာတ်လေးကိုအားမွေးထားပါလို့ကျွန်မအားပေးချင်ပါတယ်ဒီ scholarship ကလည်းပဲအချိန်တူတူလေးဖြစ်တဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်မလို့ prepare လုပ်ကြပါအဲ့တော့ဘာတွေလိုလဲဆိုတာကိုလည်းကျွန်မပြန်ပြီးတော့ ပြောပြပေးသွားပါမယ်သူကတော့ online application form ကိုဖြည့်ရမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်နောက်ပြီးတော့ဒီကိုယ့်ရဲ့A graduation certificate ပေါ့နော်အဆယ်တန်းအောင်ပြီးပြီဆိုလဲအောင်ပြီးပြီကိုက master ဆိုလဲအောင်ပြီးပြီပါအကယ်၍ by phd တက်မယ်ဆိုလို့ရှင်လဲဒါမှမဟုတ်ရှင် master တက်မယ်ဆိုလို့ရှင်လဲ bachelor အောင်ထားတဲ့ certificate ကတော့လိုအပ်မှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်ရှင်နောက်ပြီးတော့ reference letter လိုပါတယ် reference letter တော့ကျွန်တော်အမြဲတမ်းပြောနေကြပါဒီချက်ချင်းရုပ်ရည်ကြီးပုံတိုင်းကျဲပြီးတော့ reference letter ပေးပါဆိုပြီးတော့တောင်းလို့မရပါဘူးကိုနဲ့တည်တဲ့သူတွေကိုရဲ့ဆရာမတွေကိုကဒီလိုမျိုးရှိနေပြီးကိုဘာတွေလုပ်နေလဲကိုကဒီဟာကိုစိတ်ဝင်စားတဲ့အကြောင်းမလို့ရေးပေးပါဆိုပြီးတော့အကောင်းဆုံးရေးပေးနိုင်တဲ့သူတွေကိုရှာပြီးတော့ reference letter အနေနဲ့တောင်းဖို့လို့လိုအပ်ပါတယ်ရှင်နောက်ကြတော့တခြားဟို additional documents တွေအတွက်ပေါ့နော်ဒီသေချာနားထောင်ခြင်းနဲ့ဆိုလို့ရှင်သူတို့ရဲ့ဒီ prospect Burma ရဲ့ဒီ program ကိုစပြီးတော့ application ကို open ဖြစ်ပြီးဆိုလို့ရှင်သူတို့ကဒီ information session တွေကို Facebook page မှာ share လုပ်ပါတယ်ဒီ information session လေးတွေကိုတက်ဖို့လို့အတွက် Prospect Burma Facebook page လေးကိုကျွန်မဒီ scholarship link ထဲမှာပေးပေးထားမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်ရှင်အဲ့တော့ဒါကတော့ဒီ apply လုပ်မဲ့နှစ်ခုပေါ့နော်အရေးကြီးတဲ့ဟာနှစ်ခုဖြစ်ပါတယ်နောက်တစ်ခုတော့ဘာကိုပြောချင်တယ်လဲဆိုတော့ဒီ scholarship ကို apply လုပ်သွားတာအရင်နာမည်ကြီးတဲ့သူအခုလောလောဆယ်ဘယ်သူရှိလဲဆိုတာကိုလည်းနားထောင်မိသားမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်ဒေါက်တာဆဆာကဒီ scholarship ကိုရတဲ့လူတစ်ယောက်ဖြစ်ပါတယ်ရှင်ဒီ scholarship ကိုရပြီးတော့ပြန်ပြီးတော့ကိုယ်နိုင်ငံကိုပြန်ပြီးတော့ထောက်ပံ့ကူညီနေတဲ့လူတွေလည်းအများကြီးဖြစ်ပါတယ်အဲ့တော့ကျမတို့ရဲ့ဒီအခြေအနေမှာလူငယ်တွေစဉ်းစားကြည့်ကြပါတယ်ဘာလို့ ਆ မလဲမသိဘူးပေါ့နော်ဘာလို့ ਆ မလဲမသိဘူးဆိုလို့ရှင်ကိုတိုးတက်အောင်လုပ်ပါတခြားဘာမှမစဉ်းစားပါနဲ့ကိုတိုးတက်နိုင်မယ့်နည်းလေးကိုရှာပါကူညီချင်တဲ့သူတွေအများကြီးရှိတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်မို့လို့ဒီ outreach program တွေကိုကိုကအသုံးခွန်ဆိုင်လိုက်ရှာတဲ့အခါကျရင်လို့ရှင်တွေ့လာမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်ရှင်အဲ့တော့ကျမအနေနဲ့နောက်ဆုံးပြောချင်တာကတော့ Prospect Burma Scholarship website ကိုသွားပြီးကြည့်ကြည့်ပါ Prospect Burma ဘယ်လိုမျိုးပေးနေတယ်ဘာတွေကိုပေးနေတယ်ဘယ်လိုမျိုး information session မှာသူတို့ကလူတွေကိုအကျောင်းသူကျောင်းသားတွေကိုပေါ့နော်ကိုယ့်ရဲ့ career ကိုဘယ်လိုမျိုးရွေးသင့်တယ်လဲ career counseling လည်းပေးတယ်လို့ဒီ scholarship ကို apply လုပ်ချင်တဲ့အခါမှာဘာတွေကို apply လုပ်ရမလဲဆိုတော့အကျောင်းရတဲ့ကိုလည်းသူကပြောပြပေးသွားမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်ရှင်အဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်မလို့ကိုယ့်ရဲ့နားတွေမျက်လုံးတွေကိုဖွင့်ထားပါဒီ Prospect Burma Scholarship ကဒီ information တွေစပြီ session တွေစပြီဆိုလို့ရှင်ကျမကိုယ်တိုင်ကျမရဲ့ဒီ learn english with me page နဲ့ကျမရဲ့ telegram channel မှာလည်းပဲနောက်ပြီးတော့ podcast မှာလည်းပဲကျမပြန်ပြီးတော့ဖြန့်ဖြူးပေးသွားမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်တတိတွေပေးသွားမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်ရှင်အဲ့တော့ thank you so much for listening ကျမတို့နောက်ပတ်ကြလို့ရှင် interview လုပ်ထားတာလေးကတော့ကျမတို့ရဲ့ဒီအခုအချိန်မှာအရန်ကိုနာမည်ကြီးပြီးတော့စိတ်ဝင်စားစရာကောင်းတဲ့political activist Mimi Khan ਨੇ ကျမတို့ကစကားပြောမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်အဲ့ဒီကြောင့်မလို့နောက်ပတ်လဲဆက်ပြီးတော့နားထောင်ပေးကြပါလို့တောင်းဆိုချင်ပါတယ်ရှင် Thank you very much everybody please stay safe